Hey,
Mind blowing decision. Tonight, hey y'all, you're on the air. You listen to your host, Sean Thornton, and your co-host, GD Watson. You listening to Mind Blowing Decisions on Facebook Success Radio 101 FM. We're so excited and so pumped up that you can join us on the air tonight. Listen, we got a fantastic show. We're still brand new. We're still getting into the game of the swing of how this show gonna go, which way it's gonna go. So we're just trying to drum up some interest. We're trying to see what y'all into, you know, what's buzzing around, you know, in everybody's little life. You know, all of us live different lifestyles, and so we got just different views and different takes on life. You know, our show, our topic tonight is going to be about young love versus old love, what I know now that I didn't know then. Are you living with a cheater? You know, is it okay? We're going to talk about it. GG Watson has some great topics that we're going to tackle tonight, some things that she thought that she, you know, wanted to bring attention to. And I'm excited alongside with her and the rest of our co-hosts will be joining us soon on the air. I'm just excited because, you know, everybody needs to start, and we talk about these things every day. We live these things every day. And some of us, not directly, but some of us, various vicarious through other people that we know, we love, and, you know, we grow with. And so some of our loved ones are affected by these things. We see it. You know, some of our church members are affected by these things. We see it. We are talking about young love. And, I mean, I'm talking about that new love, you know, where ain't nothing wrong and everything is great and groovy. You know, and we're talking about you know, that middle age love in between, but that's why it's the verses. You know, after some of the pain and after some of the cheating has happened, and now old love, now you done hung in there, now you know the cheating has stopped on one side. But now the other party, now the other, you know, spouse decides that, hey, I want to get mine in too. Let's talk about a lot tonight. Y'all, this is going to be a great show. Gigi, what you think? Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Gigi Watson, my first time co-hosting. And I have some topics I want to talk about. The good cheaters. Got the good cheaters, the no good rotten cheaters, and cheaters who have been hurt.
You know what, guys? This show is going to be so quick, and so unfortunately, it's going to be so quick. We scheduled our show, our studio time, for such a short time because we're getting ready for our Thanksgiving show. So we're going to run through this as quickly as we can, and we apologize to our listeners if this is not long enough for you guys tonight. We'll come right back in the air with you guys next week on our Thanksgiving topic. And we got a great, some special guests coming in and joining us on, I believe it's Abused Women, and Associates. So, Gigi, go ahead with your first topic, honey. Let's dive right into it.
Okay. We're talking about the cheaters. When I mean about good cheaters, that's the people who want to be in a relationship, the man or woman, but they still want to sleep with other people.
Wow, Gigi, that's deep. Go ahead, girl.
Too, and I say, but that's not right because that would hurt right to the other person. So you want right to be in a relationship, you have right to give up right to sleeping and cheating with other people.
Wow.
Because that causes some suicide, too.
Gigi, absolutely. I mean, you hit it right on the head. This can be a catastrophe. wow, I mean, that's a deep thing to look into. I mean, my mind is blown by that, because you're right. People get so devastated behind this kind of hurt that, you know, you can't do anything else with yourself. And we are, you know, so distraught, so to the point that, you know, people, you know, are just really like me right now, baffled and just jacked up behind it.
Yeah. And I know the good person, they don't mean to hurt the person, but they can't help themselves. They just have to have right there a lot of multiple people. And that calls up right there giving the person right there bad disease like AIDS, gonorrhea.
Girl, you want to talk about it, huh? You want to talk about it. Girl, I mean, come on, talk about it. Tell us a little bit more.
And we had the no good cheaters. Oh, I love this one. Who don't give a damn about hurting other people's feelings and using them for money or sex. All they want to care about themselves. In person, that's not fair either. That's not right.
You're making some great points here. I mean, you know, again, my mind is blown because people live through this every day, and I'm grateful that I'm not one of those people that live that. But
me
these are things that people live in and we have to talk about, because these things are, you know, very serious. And without direction, I believe, you know, without people understanding that, you know, the pain that they cause another person, you know, by their actions, you know, could cause just, you know, someone to take their life. And I think we should look into that just a little bit closer. What else you got?
Okay, and I got the cheaters. Okay, and I had the cheaters. Okay, and I had a cheater who had been hurt, and they want to take it out on other people. That's not right either. But you, okay, I know what you've been hurt, but hey, don't take it right out on me or the other people. Just get yourself in some therapy or talk to your minister. But you don't have to take it out on the good people, because it made the good people right there go bad and start hurting other people.
Absolutely. I totally agree. My mind is blown away now, and I love that you brought these things back to our attention, and that you're making these things known. And bringing light to them. This is your show tonight, and we don't have a lot of time in the studio right this minute, but we are carrying on to a part three, unfortunately, because, you know, just human, I made some errors in our studio time, and I'm trying to correct that. So y'all bear with me. We're gonna get right back in the studio as quick as we can. I'll do better. I'll do better. So that's where we are. Tonight we're talking about young love versus old love, and, you know, the difference in how we handle life now versus how we handled life, you know, as we were kids. You know, the maturity comes along with things to help us to be able to, you know, gather our senses and to understand that life is short. And we shouldn't play these games with one another. We should really look into the type of commitment that, you know, we're getting ready to embark on when we get in these relationships with one another. We are going to have to take a really good break in the next 5 minutes, but we'll be right back on the air. Again, I want to apologize to you guys. We are looking forward to the rest of our panel joining us. And, hey, that's all I can say. Gigi, I'm excited about what you got going on here tonight. I'm so glad that I gave you the floor.
Thank you.
All of us will get the opportunity to be able to bring some things to the air to help our callers. We're going to pick right back up. Gigi, go ahead and continue on. You know, express yourself about these cheaters and the, you know, the different devastations that go down with, you know, after mass, you know, after the pain, how people, some people can't even, you know, associate in another relationship. I mean, I know some people like that too. So you go ahead.
This is to the nugget cheaters. Okay, you guys right there don't give a damn about right there hurting right there other people's feelings. But you don't only care about yourself. What comes around goes around. And then you gonna right there be sitting there all alone. And nobody don't want to be bothered with you guys. So practice what you preach.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is a reflection that I think we should take a moment and think about, you know, as we go through this life. Sometimes we're selfish and all we want is what we want. Sometimes all we can think about is what we need or what we think we need and not considering.
Right.
My brothers and sisters out here that we decide to take on a sexual relationship or a sexual encounter with, not understanding that these things have to be discussed and talked about. I think this is a great show. I'm excited to be a part of it. I hope these listeners, that's tuning in, get a good feel about this and come and join us. Again, we're going to take a brief section, just, you know, a little time out for a moment. We'll be right back on the air. And we'll continue this topic because I think it's important that our women and our men understand the responsibility that comes along with, intermingling with the opposite sex and cheating. Is it okay? Well,
right.
It's something else to think about.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it could be selfish in two ways, mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that it's wrong or right. You know, I'm just saying that, you know, at some point, I think that we need to really take some time and look at ourselves a little bit closer and make better decisions because there are people, innocent people, you know, that are standing on the outside and that's getting hurt behind someone else's lack of respect and boundaries. It's a good topic tonight. Go ahead, Gigi.
I from one my experience. Okay, right then I'm not gonna mention his name. But he was a good person and some way right there but he like he wanted right to sleep with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I went right to from that person and he ended up getting hurt. I wasn't out to hurt him. He hurted me too.
Definitely,
I didn't. I didn't cheat on him. He said we wasn't going together.
Right. It was the relationship had been defined, but feelings
right.
got involved. It was more important than he wanted to, you know. Admit. Listen, we got less than 30 seconds on the air due to an error with my schedule in the studio. We will be right back in probably less than 5 to 10 minutes. I want y'all to begin. Gigi, stand by, and I will give you a call in a bit, and we'll get right back in the air. Into mind-blowing decisions. This is your host,
and co-host.
Signing off.